Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
It is the bane of every driver's life, and it always seems to come around incredibly fast. And we're talking about the NCT, which aims to increase road safety, of course, and protect the environment, but can be a complete pain in the neck and expensive if not properly prepared for. And Joe Rafis is our car expert from Auto Culture Ireland. He's here in studio with this morning with top tips on how to get your car through the NCT with minimal hassle and expense. Good to see you again, Joe.
How are you doing, Ryan?
Is it possible? Good to see you. The NCT comes up, what, is it every 2 years you got to get that done?
For most people, it's every 2 years. And then if your car's over 10 years old, it's every year now.
Every year?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Big ask.
Everyone has to have an NCT done at some point.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a couple of exemptions. If you live on one of the islands and it's not connected to the mainland by road, you're exempt. Oh. And then guards, the military and the fire services all have their own separate testing. But other than that, everybody.
And has it proven anything? Have they proven that road safety has improved, that the environment is better off with it, or is there any evidence?
Yeah, it's very hard to correlate those numbers and prove that it's as an exact result. The NCT was brought in the year 2000, and one of the main things they taught is, you know, obviously if every car is maintained to a better standard, it's going to be safer, it's, you know, and it should reduce insurance premiums now, in theory. Yeah. I don't know if that insurance only ever seems to go up in this country.
Yeah.
But it was to reduce the number of accidents, to reduce the risk of breakdowns, and then obviously it has environmental effects, emissions and all that. If cars maintain better, it should in theory produce less emissions and be better for the environment.
So one would hope that it's working its magic in some sense.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So it's quite expensive to get the NCT sorted, because first you've got to get your car seen to, ideally by a mechanic, don't you? Just to say, look, run it through so it'll pass.
Yeah.
It's like getting a grind to pass a maths exam or something.
Exactly. Well, like, there's two schools of thought on it. You got some people who just kind of say, look, I'm just going to book it in, run it through, and, you know, basically whatever it fails on, that's my list of jobs to give to the mechanic. Okay. And then you have other people who go
the other way.
You know, go the other way and do their very, very best to pass it first time round. As it is, about 48% of cars that go through the test pass first time. 48%,
that's not a great number, is it?
It's not a great number, but you consider people make an awful lot of stupid, really, really silly little mistakes.
Like,
and there's an awful lot you can cut out. The amount of people who go to a test centre and, you know, haven't removed their hubcaps, that's instantly a fail.
Is it?
Yeah, a tester has to be able to see the wheel nuts. If they can't, they're not even going to look at it. Things like the state of your car, keeping it clean. I've heard of people going with a boot full of buggies or golf caddy cars, or, you know, they need to be able to see the spare wheel. They will not lift or move anything in the boot. If they can't
clear everything,
have straight access to it, that's it. I've heard of people, you know, and I know one or two guys who are testers, and they'll talk about the number of cars that come in that are absolutely filthy dirty or have coffee cups and newspapers and all sorts of rotten fruit lying around the car.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. The number of people who actually fail because their seat belts, especially in the rear, if you're dropping the back seats, put stuff in or out, and the seat belts are kind of buried in under the seats, they won't go looking for them. You know, so they're the simple little things, the everyday things, just kind of a little bit of courtesy and good manners, and you know, that'll eliminate a small percentage of first time fails.
So that would have struck me as kind of superficial stuff, but clearly it matters.
Oh, of course it matters. You know, but there's an awful lot of things that people don't necessarily have to go to the mechanic about. And even if they have brought their car to the mechanic to get it prepared for the NCT, you know, the little things that they should definitely check over the night before or the morning of the the test. Little things like, are all your bulbs working on the car?
Yeah.
You know, because you may have well dropped the car into the garage last week and a bulb has gone in the meantime, and you don't realise, especially if it's something like a rear indicator bulb or, you know, a reversing light bulb or even a number plate bulb. They're things you've got to check over
and
yourself.
And will they fail you on that?
Absolutely.
And say you've got to come and they can't say, let's fix that bulb and you'll be grand. No, they say,
they need to
fix
see
it
you
and
do
come
it.
Back and retest. So to get an NCT test, just remind people, you go online and take it, go to your local.
Yeah, you've kind of two choices. You go online or you ring them up and book your appointment. At the moment, it's about a 4 week waiting list. Obviously, the more rural are you're down west, you know, times are a little bit different. In the bigger urban centres, it's a little bit higher, but on average about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, you can test your car up to 90 days in advance of its due date, and the due date is the date from it was first registered. So if you had the car first registered in October, that'll be the time of the year that your NCT is due.
Are there 24 hour test centres? Did I hear that?
As far as I know, it was talked about. I know that some people who've had their cars tested at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
kind of
crazy.
Thing. Yeah, it's because there's a huge backlog, and they're trying to basically clear through it as quickly as possible.
Okay, so you get the call to say, yeah, this is going to be your test. It'll be on July the 2nd in Dean's Grange, wherever your test centre is. What are you suggesting people do next?
Well, there's a little kind of checklist as such, and they're all very, very easy things.
Right.
You know, and funnily enough, they're some of the most common things people fail on. You know, first of all, I mean, lights. Go check your bulbs. Check your headlights, check your full beams, your dipped headlights, check your indicators, your parking lights, reversing lights, the whole lot. You'll probably need to either reverse up towards a kind of a reflective window or something that you can see the backlights, or get a friend to check, you know. That's kind of one of the big things.
The obvious, yeah.
You know, checking your fluids, brake fluids, power steering fluids, even your washer bottle. You know, all those things, check they're all topped up. They're all labelled well under the bonnet. Just take 2 seconds, have a look. Chances are there's somebody in your household who will know
where
what they're looking
is.
At, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You know, that's another big important thing. Little things like your tyres, the amount of people who fail. It's like normally the second most common thing to fail on. I mean, go and check your tyres. Is there tears? Is there nicks? Is there bulges? Is there bits of rubber hanging off them from where you clipped a curb when you were parking? Are your tyres deflated rate? And then obviously the big one is tread depth. Are your tyres worn down? Are they flat? You know, smooth surfaces? Because they shouldn't be. It's not a Formula One car you're driving. They shouldn't be. There should be 1.6 millimetres of tread depth on all four corners of the car. And that's the bare minimum. So once you kind of drop below, you know, 1.8, you should really be getting the tyres changed anyway.
You see, you're an expert in your field and you know what you're talking about, and I do understand what you're saying. But if I was to go out and look at my tyres now, I unless it was glaringly obvious, I probably really wouldn't have a clue. And even the stuff, the fluids and all that.
Yeah.
Again, I'd be a bit now useless on that front. So I'd probably have to go to the man and ask him to look at it and make it all better, and then I'll take it to the test. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course. And look,
is it worth throwing a few quid for somebody else to do it professionally rather than having a half-hour look at it?
Well, there is, but you can get little tyre gauges in, you know, any of the Motor Factors or, you know, any of the big department stores like Halfords and that. Where there's a little gauge on them, you can check them. But a lot of it is visual, you know. If you look at your tyres and they look, you know, perfect, chances are they are perfect. But you will see yourself, whether you know anything about cars or not, you'll see if that tyre looks pretty ragged or worn, or if it's uneven wear on the tyre. And especially, you know, the sidewall of the tyre, have you clipped a curb? Is there a piece of rubber hanging off?
All
is it
that.
Just a tiny bit, or is it a gouge or a cut or a tear?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
So common sense is what you're saying.
Yeah,
really. We often hear that there are quotas for failing, and that like maybe a certain number of cars have to be failed. Is that an urban myth?
I think that's an urban myth. There's no real kind of substance to that rumor. The only real quota that I know exists for the testers is that they get through a certain volume of cars in an allotted time, whether it's a week, a month, a day, whatever. But no, I don't think there's any standing. I mean, it has increased. When the NCT was brought in 2000, it was only something like 6% of cars passed the first time. It's up to 48% now. So obviously there is a solid improvement. And that means, you know, better quality fleet of cars that are on our roads, less old, you know, clapped out bangers on the road.
Yeah.
And better maintained, safer cars.
Yeah, which is not a bad thing. Okay, so text 51552. I failed my NCT on a tiny piece of rust on the back of my car. I covered it with a piece of tape and it passed the next time. There you go.
Don't be shouting that too
Don't
loud.
Don't be shouting that too loud. Lisa in Galway says, I failed the first NCT after having the car looked over by the main dealer. It failed second test for not having water in the window washer.
Yeah.
That's what you said. I mean, that is, even I know where that is.
It's simple. But you know what's hilarious as well? The amount of people who drop their car in to be serviced.
Yeah.
And then quite happily accept a small fee to see it on the bill. Maybe it could be €5, could be €6, could be €10.
Water washer filler.
You know, for topping up your water bottle. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's basically, it's a watering can and water. Yeah, everybody has it at home. Now, I know what the water charges and all that, people would be, every drop counts. But
yeah.
Like, the reality is, save yourself a tenner when you drop it in for service, top it up yourself.
It's basic. Can you ask your guest, what has fancy number plates on your car got to do with the safety of your car? My car failed because I forgot to take off the fancy plates. It's a money racket. I had to go back for a retest and pay €22. Is this like a reg plate with a scripted...
Yeah, you see different fonts. I mean...
Fonts, is it? Yeah.
Those fonts exist and there is regulations around it. And it's just, it's to make it, you know, number plates clearly visible, whether it's to speed cameras or whether it's to a guard or whoever it's to. So, you know, it's just, there is regulations, and if you're in breach of those regulations, it's criteria to fail you.
They're the rules. I failed my 9CT because one light bulb was brighter than the other. I thought he was joking when the guy told me. Is it no wonder there's such a backlog?
Yeah, there's a lot of small things. The thing is, with a retest on something like that, if you get it done within the allotted time, that's the only thing they examine. And sometimes it's just a visual thing.
Yes.
You know, so you say, for instance, you might have passed on absolutely everything except you forgot to take the hubcaps off, you failed on the wheel nuts, and it's just a case of you rebooking for a, you know, a retest, spin along, no hubcaps on the car, and the guy's just going to look at that.
Then. So it's, okay, it's so you're not going to put it through the ringer. We have a 00 Volkswagen Polo and got the NCT last week, passed it. However, we cannot get insurance for it anywhere. No insurance company will insure it now, as it's more than 15 years old. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I've heard quite a bit about this. I mean, the insurance industry in Ireland, while it's a little bit maybe off topic from NCTs, but the insurance industry in Ireland really needs to kind of cop onto themselves. I had a major issue last year myself where, ironically, my own car is a Volkswagen Golf, and that's what my premium is on. It's fully comprehensive and everything else. Because of the line of work I'm in, I very rarely drive my own car. I'm driving press cars all the time and test driving cars. But I had the loan, or the offer of a loan of a Ferrari for a wedding. One of my colleagues in horticulture. And I couldn't transfer my insurance for a day.
Really?
Now, they would quote me, if I owned the Ferrari and I wanted to insure it fully comprehensive for the full year, €1,200. But they wouldn't transfer my insurance.
That's
for
unusual. I've, you know, if I leave my car in to be serviced or whatever, I'll get another car from the company and I can transfer my insurance for a day or two. It can be done.
It can be done.
Is it because it was a Ferrari?
Yeah. But I was like, you know, no problem. If it's 1,200 for the year, I'll give them £100, you know, a little excess payment or whatever to cover me for the day.
Yeah, but they weren't interested.
Not even open for discussion.
Yeah.
Just, it made very little sense.
Yeah.
You know, but that there is a lot of things like that. And people need to realise too, they often have under policy, you know, covered to drive other cars. Quite often there's stipulations there that it can't be over 2 litres or it can't be over a certain value, or, you know, so people need to watch that too when they're swapping their insurance around or driving other people's cars.
Yeah.
Make sure you are covered.
Yeah, properly. How come there's nothing like this for motorbikes?
It's a good question. To be honest with you, it's only inevitably going to be a matter of time before they do introduce it.
Yeah.
The problem is the backlog is in such a way at the moment that, you know, even when they introduce the, your car is older than 10 years and it now goes up to once every year you have to be tested.
Yeah.
I mean, that played absolute havoc with the system, and hence now test centres are open ridiculous hours in the 4-week waiting list. If they brought motorbikes on stream, I mean, the whole system, it's probably grind to a halt at the moment.
A person signs themselves Annoyed Person in Wexford says, the NCT is the greatest load of rubbish. The test is supposed to be about the car being mechanically safe to drive, not whether it's clean or not.
Yeah, that's probably more an issue of courtesy. But if you think of, say, you know, you're often advised to wash underneath your car.
Yeah.
That's because it's going to go up on a lift. Something like brake lines, which is a big, big fail. It's always a top 2, top 3 issue. Front suspension is another, you know, and that has been the top fail issue for the last 2 years in a row. If the guy puts it up in a lift and has to look, and the underside is completely caked in mud, how is he meant to see if the brake lines are corroded or, you know, damaged to certain bushings or ball joints or the you know, the rubber housing on the CV joint? If they're caked in mud, he won't spot the tyres.
So
he's not going to clean it.
He's not going to. Okay, gotcha. Ryan, I had my NCT last night. I didn't pass on a visual. My indicator wasn't orange enough. A nonsense if ever I heard it. I can't buy bulbs any oranger than they that are sold in stores. Seriously.
It could be a case of the glass surround on the indicator might be a little bit faded if it's an older car, something like that. I mean, there is a lot of things like that are, you know, the computer picks them up, but would the human eye pick it up? Probably not.
Yeah. I just like the word oranger. I keep that word forever. I got the NCT on my car and failed because they said that the lights were not aligned correctly. I went back a couple of days later and it passed, but I didn't get anything done to the lights. So, you know, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is with headlights, especially hitting a pothole, hitting a bump can actually knock the alignment out. It's quite possibly hit a speed bump on the way home.
On the way, so, you know. Yeah, well, there's a lot of nonsense involved, but I suppose ultimately they're trying their best to make the roads safer for us all. We've got to leave it there, Joe.
Brilliant.
Thanks for coming in to see us, and thanks for all those texts on that. Joe Rafe was joining us from Autoculture Ireland. I presume you got into a Ferrari eventually, did you?
Not yet. If there's any listeners that want to throw one my way,
it's the insurance we need to talk to. Thanks, Joe.